Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe's housing crisis and the ongoing housing demolitions.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voaindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Somebody has started a very good move at all, which some of us have been doing it already. I think the right direction to follow, if you know that there are some companies who are bogus companies, of which they are stealing some of those money, yes, I understand that, but not all. We were following the formation from day one when cooperatives were formed. That's the formation people were used to do. People are just coming to our office, pay their dues, then we take that money to the Treasury Department and bring their money on their behalf. That's what we used to do.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's housing crisis.
Authorities in Chitungwiza and Epworth have been demolishing so-called illegal structures, including homes and businesses, since last week. This has left thousands of people homeless. Some of the destroyed homes belong to several cooperatives, government says, are bogus. Zimbabwe has more than 2,600 housing cooperatives that have been registered countrywide, with more than 1,200 being allocated to housing stands, a deputy minister has said.
Zimbabwe's housing backlog stands at a staggering 1.2 million applicants, a figure that government says could soar if a proper survey is conducted. The government's controversial Operation Mrambatswina also made over 700,000 people homeless and worsened the country's housing crisis. Promises to rehouse those whose shacks were bulldozed have gone unfulfilled, and thousands are still living in squatter camps while illegal structures are resurfacing.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. If you've got some internet access, you can actually check your screens right now. The number, 001-202-465-0318. Yeah,
for it. Honguka Gibbs, nasi tulauti tinge tichitarisa mamiru akaita zvinhu muZimba. Tukuzo oti kutanga shondra pera kanzuru ze Epworth ne Chitungwiza. Zaka tanga kuputa Zimba zirikunzi zanga tina kuwa kwa pasina mvumo ye kanzuru kana kuti yehurumende. Uyewo vamwanga vakawo zvitoro zvavo panzvimbo idzodzi zviri kubviswa. Ndo zvimwe chetezvo zvirikuda kuitwa nekanzuru yeHarare kuGlenorauk. Kuri kunzi pane vamwe vanhu vakango vakadzimba dziri kunzi idzo dziri kufanira kuti dzinge dzichitanga kupwanywa. Asi kunonzi kwaita bata murefu bata mupfupi iko Glenorauk, sezvo vanhu vaburitsa matemo, makano, miseve nezvimwe vakati aiwa hapana munhu ari kuyazopwanya dzimba dzedu. Asi chiri kunetsa ndechekuti vanhu vari kuda dzimba kana kuti yatingati waiting list yakarebesa. Asi pekuvakira dzimba dzacho panenge pari kuita pashoma, zviri kuzopa kuti vamwe vanhu vabirwe mari dzavo. Gibbs,
yebo hambezi lukandaba lingalithona njani lapho elikhona khona ngapho-ke ngemakhaya thina lo blessing hhayi siyaphila sibulwa kwamagama ye udaba esixoxa ngalo namhlanje-ke sikhuluma ngakhona okwenzakala e-Epworth le-Chitukwiza lapho-ke labantu abadiliza khona izindlu beqhathwe-ke ngamakhansila lawa izindlu lezi zidilizwa nje blessing njengokutsho kwatsho kwakho ukuthi abantu laba kukhanya bayakha izindlu endaweni ezingasizo isizwile ukuthi sokule 300 esezidilizwe e-Chitukwiza kodwa kuqhubekela phambili le Harare khona ngale-ke sebefuna ukudiliza njalo nje sikhuluma nje e-Glenora kukhanya ngazani bahambile bazama ukuthi badilize abantu baphuma la mahloko abanye la mapiki konke kade bekudobha nje bathi khepha cha namhlanje ngeke lakwenza kolokho so sikhuluma nje-ke kume emadlodlongwane khona ngale kube sokubuya-ke sizwile-ke uhulumente sithi hhayi kuyamele izindlu lezi zidilizwe ngenkani kodwa ke esikwaziyo futhi njalo kulama-cooperatives angu-2000 600 eZimbabwe so amanye awo lawa yiwo ayenika abantu izindlu kodwa-ke ukuthi uhulumente wayeme ngaphi abantu bayabuza big imbuzo khonapho ukuthi kwahamba njani sizwa-ke ukuthiwa i-housing backlog lokho 1.2 million people abamele ukuthi bathole izindlu abangazitholi mfowethu singazuthi emakhansileni lapha kuhamba njani ye asiqhubeke mfowethu
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests are lined up. First, we have former housing minister, Mr. Giles Mutsekwa. Mr. Mutsekwa is in Mutare. And good evening, Mr. Mutsekwa.
Good evening to you, blessing.
Thank you so much. How is Mutare today?
A bit hot, but otherwise comfortable.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mutsekwa. We also have Mr. Mlandi Ncube. He's a Ward 1 councillor in the city of Kings and Queens. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thanks for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, starting with you, Mr. Mutsekwa, we know that you are a former housing minister. Now, tell us, this thing has been going on for a long time, and now the council is actually demolishing houses. Can you give us a bit of background here?
Yes, firstly, you would recall from my public statements that I made when I was still Minister of National Housing. I said, and I will still say that today, that the first thing that the government of any day must do is to acknowledge the great work that has been done by housing cooperatives, especially during the time when the central government had no means and money to provide adequate housing for our people. You know, the housing cooperatives stood in for government, and one thing that the government has got to do is to be very grateful about that. Because as you are aware, during the hyperinflation era, there was nothing that the government did to provide housing for people, and the cooperatives came in handy. That's number one. Number two is the fact that when I launched my housing policy when I was still minister, there is one thing which was very critical, which was included in my housing policy. And I said that under no circumstances shall anybody be evicted from a roof and be exposed to the vagrants of the weather. So that is part of the housing policy which I launched, and it still stands because that is what the government is also abiding with. So it is indeed very cruel for this government to start demolishing houses under the pretext that they were illegally constructed. Because the common question that everybody is going to be asking is, where were you as government when these buildings were going up? But the other thing also is that the government must be aware of the immense lots of money, lots of sacrifice that was put in by these people, whether they were duped by housing cooperatives or what, but the fact of the matter is that there was a lot of money that was put in to build such structures. So the first thing that any government would like to think of first is, if we ever did that, which is unconstitutional anyway, if we ever thought of demolishing houses, how are we going to compensate the people who use their hard-earned cash? And for all I know, this government is cash-strapped and will not be able to do that. So it is utterly cruel for this government to start thinking of that. But I know why this government is doing that today. Firstly, this government is under immense pressure economically. This government also knows that sooner or later, people in Zimbabwe are going to rise and stage demonstrations because the government has failed to fulfill his election promise. So like always, that is the ZANU-PF strategy, that when pressure is mounting, they want to divert the attention of people from what is taking place in Zimbabwe at the moment, which is bread and butter issue. And now they want to target people whom they know sooner or later they are going to make a rising. They are still going to make a demonstration. Mm-hmm. So the trick there, or the plan therefore, is that once they start talking about demolitions of these houses, then they make people concentrate on their personal issues, which is accommodation, and for a while leave ZANU-PF doing what they want to do in terms of the economy. That is the background to this action.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Abtsekwa. We also have Mr. Ncube, Councillor Ncube. Councillor Ncube, how is the situation like in Bulawayo? Do we have these or so-called illegal structures in the city, or the city council has managed to contain the situation?
We do have some, but very few. The main issue in Bulawayo is that we educate our residents to feel it only in their own city. So when we implement such issues, they feel that this is our property, so we need to look after it. Uh-huh. And also the thing that people must understand is that when such places, when those housing cooperatives are formed, especially most of them, they become political. So uh-huh. people are being used for political reasons to support certain people. When those people are gone now, they go now, they are central government, they now expect local authorities to implement bylaws, whereby the bylaws will be totally against building houses in that area. So then now the councillor is becoming a victim to victimize his own residents. Uh-huh. So this is a problem, communication between the local authority and the central government, and the members of the central government before they become government, when they are politicians vying for power. I think that is what is happening with those illegal structures.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Rikatimbodzokera kuna vamutsekwa tichimbotaura nechivanhu. Vamutsekwa, asika tiri kunzwa kuti ivo vamwe makooperative ava vari kunzi vakubirawo vanhu mari kunzvimbo dzakaita sekunana Chitungwiza uko. Zvii zviri kukonzera kuti zvidai?
Ndinozviziva. Ndichiri minista, ndichiri gorokota renational housing. Chimwe chinhu chandakaisa in place eLand Developers Bill. Like a table, Land Developers Bill cabinet, you can go through parliament. Kuti isisi tinozviziva kuti nepamusana peurombo wehurumende yemuZimbabwe. Pakati pema cooperatives are genuine, panogona kunyuka wamwe wada kuita take advantage of the situation. Saka ndakaisa Land Developers Bill kuitira kuti vanhu vese vanenge varoda kufunga nezvekuwaka dzimba kana kukokorodza vanhu kuti vafome maassociations kuti vavake dzimba, they have got to satisfy my conditions andakaita lay mu Land Developers Bill. Iko ndanga ndiri kuziziya kuti under those circumstances kana maita varombo mese munyika, kune vamwe vanhu vanoita maopportunists vanotora take advantage of that, then they prey on the unsuspecting citizens. Saka ndinozviziva kuti ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvacho, but this Land Developers Bill should have put everything in place kuitira kuti vese mabogus players vaya vachirege kuningirika. But look, Uka, you can't throw the water with the bathwater nemwana wacho. The fact of the matter still remains. Could these people played a very important role? Awa mabogus waanza akuyawa mukavatarisa vazhinji wacho ndewe ZANU-PF, who have been told to go and swindle my unsuspecting residents. You see, if you want to look at it, kuti indava vanhu avasina kudemolisha dzimba idzi towards elections in 2013. Vakavatarisa, and I know prominent politicians vaitoenda kunokampena within those areas vari kuti hamubviswa, hapana kwamunoenda. Now that they have used these people, vakuda kuchitanga kuti chibva ipano. So the thing ndeyekuti, yes, unfortunately, there could be bogus Malian developers. But you find that in any situation, especially when the country is going under economic difficulties, like what we find ourselves in today. But that the solution should never be kuti munoita throw stones at even those that are innocent who are trying to act an honest living.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamutsekwa. Gibbs, udani?
Yeah, ngilomnumzana ke uPatrick Sibanda. Baba Sibanda, unachona njani? Baba Sibanda, ukhona ecingweni? Eh, Mdawini, uyangizwa yini?
Hello.
Yebo, uyangizwa Mdawini, Baba Sibanda. Patrick Sibanda, uyangizwa yini? Umuru ndizwa yile Baba Sibanda. Eh, akumzame ngesitshona Sibanda.
Makadi.
Makadi yenyu.
Ndiba Sibanda era.
No, no,
but it's my young man, it's a phone number, man. That's, oh, that's okay, okay, okay. Pardon me, Mtere, and I, of course, regret to introduce, of course, Mr. Boniface Manyonganise is in a housing cooperative in Chitungwiza. That's correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Vamanyonganise, mkatu zoti, ziri kufamba sei kuchitungwiza oku. Ndo kwa katanga, ilo dambuzikore kuti zimbadza nga zichiputswa. Chii chaizo chiri kuitika takataura negurukota rezve matunhu pano vachombo vachitaura kuti aiwa dzimba dzacho dziri kupwanywa dzimwe dzava dzakavakirwa pasi petambo dzemagetsi dzimwe pamaground ezvikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro zviri kufamba sei
aya ndiyarenzi manyepo amakaudzwa kuti dzimwe dzimba dzakavakwanywa dziri pasi pemagetsi ndiko dziri kuground rebora chikwadzo kuti dzimba idzi hadzisati magetsi kana muground rebora idzi dzimba dziri murayo dzimwe dzimba dzaangokasimakirwa ndo dzimba dzemuchitungisa
makawana sei mastenzi acho
mastenzi akaoneka siku hezin cooperative
achibva ukanzure
ndokutora no kanzu you apply then ukanzura upiwa leni then oendiza kuvanhu vako then utanga wakira vanhu vako wakona senza vanhu wakanga sei mudzimba dzavo muchitungisa
mapepa ese munawa
atero mapepa echitungwiza tinotora mapepa ehousing cooperative because chitungwiza inhengi ikanzu yakazvimirira inofanira kumirira kuti vanhu kana vapedza kuita zvinodiwa nehousing cooperative woenda kuchitungwiza for regularization but kukonera kwavo kutora vanhu vacho for regularization which means chitungwiza haichikwanisa kuita basa rinodiwa neguta akamirira vagari vechitungwiza neguta rakamirira vagari vechitungwiza
aiwa tinotenda vamanyonganise rambai zvenyu muri parunhare tiri kudzoka kwamuri and for those of you who are just listening or who are just tuning in you are listening to Studio 7 and tonight we are talking about the housing crisis in Zimbabwe. Of course, as you know, the government starting Friday evening was demolishing what it is calling illegal structures, and this has left thousands of residents homeless. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngalifuna ukutilingela kuhlelo kona manje for nani kateseke silimelele kona mpa inombolo ziti 001-202, nzaipinda njalo, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, for nanini, selfonela kona ngapo. Yes, lupa tuki Sibanda, lapa phone in. Baba, ekungweni, kunjani Sibanda?
Yeah, sinjani baba.
Asipilile kakhulu Sibanda, yeah, ungapi lapha?
Ngise Johannesburg baba.
Yeah, kunjani Johannesburg?
Hayi kuyazameka baba amakhaza nje
ye amakhaza ayikuzedlula ye ungathini ke ngodaba lolu
udaba lolu sibili baba ngiyalubona lami ngilukhangela ukuthi kathi yena uhulumende okokuqala izindlu lezi zisakhiwa ube ngaphi one question okwesibili ngibuye ngiphenduke mina ngime lo hulumende ngisimalaye ngendlela engibone e-Country Park uhulumende wa-raiser umrambatshina laphana e-Country Park imrambatshina yabulala okwakwakhiwe kubi wasesithi ngizalathela izindlu zaphuma sibili izindlu laphana zareyiswa u-Country Park zanikwa abantu uhulumende ngokwakhe u-RG Mgabe wabuya wavula sibili indawo leyana wachaza ekwantwini ukuthi njengohulumende emile city councilor akasela mali usesipha abantu izitendi abamele bazithengele singabanye sathenga lezo zitendi sesiyakhile thina saba lamafulebhethu watholakala kusiza nje abantu general abafanda ukuthi yibo labo abalama-contract wona labalwayo abarobha abantu izimali sebehamba bediliza amaflebhe ubethengisela abanye sakufaka lemapholiseni sathola ukuthi into le kayilandelwa yikho njengami nxa ngifona nginje ngicelela ukuthi uchihure laye upresident linto akayilandele ayibone ngoba mina nginje ngiphethe civil case number CR 310 that was 02 2012 emapholiseni eluveve but le nto akula muntu owakwayisebenza yafonakala siba yisikhrukhu ijika lanxa ifikiswa kubo majorsit iphenduke kuthiwa investigatwe kodwa into yami ikliye ngiphiwe yi-city councilor from government ngithenge ngesihle and lo muntu lo wayediliza ngumuntu ole-contract abathi ngudimoyo everything was handed kuluveve police central but into leyo ingalandelelwa yikho engithi lalamhla lowo ubaba ofakayo sibili ngamagama athi usele-ripoti ku-president lo commissioner wamapholisa ukuthi ake kusetshenzwe umthetho kuleli lizwe njalo ngihambisana lalo ubaba obechasisa ukuthi yena wakubona ukuthi lamhla ugovernment usejika linto kathi into yona nxa ingekho emthetheni yakhiwa njani iziphumelele ngoba vele futhi kuliqiniso lakho into nxa iyenziwe kungekho emthethweni there is a solution yokuthi ingavunyelwa kathi osokusenza abantu baphonguzinika izindawo kungasahanjiswa ngomthetho le instruction kuyini ngoba akhona amanye ama-blaming ablame upresident kathi upresident uyabe efake i-instruction ngendlela abantu bazenzela umathanda like nxa ngibeka yona lindaba yesitungisa ungabona indaba eyenziwe kobulawayo laphana isenziwa yi-consult num was out of city councilor which means kakusahanjwa ngumthetho kagovernment
awuboni ke suyichayela indawo yakho sibili kakhulu Patrick Sibanda khona ngapho siyabonga kakhulu sizabuzibuzisisa khonapho sizuthi kungaphela njani
yesela ke mthembo le i-CR number le iye-case ungibekele khona ngapho uyifikise la ku-commissioner wamapholisa lo president ayi-investigate i-case ukuthi minjani kupholisi ngoba sesibone ngani amapholisa kawasasebenzi imisebenzi njalo-kengezwa abanye bemsola ucommissioner bekhuluma iqiniso sibili njengalowo ubaba wezemfundo ukuthi uchiya iphathi yomsebenzi wakhe wepholisi umthole siyangenela endabeni zamatitsha kanti lakho upresident wayebeka saralis infect ukuthi there is no extra lesson ozathola ukuthi thina izakhamizi sibhadalana la matitsha yethi sisehlulwa yifisi
esibanda baba kothi sinika abanye yes sinika abanye itshanisi
kufana lokuthi bamilika thina izakhamizi ngiyibeka ngi-eda ke baba ukuthi layo upresident kumele kube le ndawo esimsola khona
yes
nika
abanye itshanisi sibanda
rules of law kawalandelwe kuleli lizwe
yes baba sibanda zwana phela
ukuthi kube lokuhlonipha
nilalela la mpela mpijana yes sesizwile baba sibanda siza kunika futhi ukuba kusasa siza kufonela ukuthi sixoke ngodaba lolu ye
yebo baba
ngiyabonga lapho ye esibanda emdaweni khona ngapho lapho khona is a very bitter man he says you know at one stage he actually bought a stand in Kautu Park that is a suburb in Bulawayo and all of a sudden people came from nowhere and grabbed his stand under certain cooperatives so he says at the end of the day he reported the case he's got a case number he gave us that case number and he says now the president should actually investigate some of these issues because what happened was under the operation Karakai or Hlalani Kuhle you still remember the
property
so then under that program his stand was grabbed and it doesn't have the stand anymore and he says the police are not investigating such issues so he blames the government for all this
let's bring in Mr. Mtekwa, what has happened I understand during the colonial period the Rhodesian government was actually building houses and at least councils were supportive and now the government is literally left this in the hands of cooperatives what is happening
Precisely. In actual fact, what should be happening is that there should be various types of schemes that must be introduced by any government. Firstly, there should be houses that are built for those who cannot afford. And either you make them pay rent and eventually you surrender these houses to them after they have contributed so much. So the colonial government, yes, used to do that. This particular government at the moment will not be able to do that, firstly, it is because they don't care much about people. But secondly, also, is that because they are stone broke. So, yes, you are right. There should be that scheme taking place where houses are built for people. People then rent these houses from government or from local authorities. And after some time, they are allowed to buy them, depending on how much or how many years they have been occupying those units. Mm-hmm. So that is true. But this government will not be able to do that. When during the inclusive government, that was actually a program that I had set in motion. And I was hoping, you know, that the MDC was going to stay in power and would see this program actually being set in motion and successful. But unfortunately, you know, they stole the election, but they didn't have a plan of what to do about housing. So, yes, it is very unfortunate. And, you know, they have no clue of how they should provide accommodation for people. You hear lots of newspaper reports, especially in the state media, where Minister Chombo now is boasting about his plan and how he's going to provide accommodation to people and et cetera, et cetera. All that is a lot of hogwash. In actual fact, what we did and what I did when I was still the Minister of National Housing is that I entered into various agreements. You know, these houses that were being that are being constructed in Budiro by CAPS, that was my initiative. And we entered into those agreements because you simply have got to invite in independent players, because the government alone will not be able to do that. And I must also say, you know, most governments worldwide will not be able to provide accommodation adequately to their citizens unless they invite in adequate or rather independent players. Which is why you must then welcome the existence of these cooperatives, because they are part of the solution to the housing problems.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mtsekwa. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the housing crisis in Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yes, we are Baba Mlandu, Mafichani Sebi Lapa, Uzulu Baba Echenga Lapa, Baba Ose Zimbabwe, is South Africa. Is it here now? Kanya Walu Zake, Eastern Zake, Kula Mpoko Bulawayo. Kambe kukamba njani, ngaso kubuya, is into zama cooperative zelezi. Mafichani Baba. Ncube usakhona? Kungani ifoni kaNcube siseboxini ye sathi simfonele futhi
sizitori mwe mtereri ari kuboswa namkoma Benji makadi
ndiripo makadi yimkoma
aiwa tiripo kuri sei kuboswana
kuno kuri nani kupisa chipi
zviri kuitwa here kune operation muramba tsvina here kuboswanawo
kuno hazvisa takuona kuno vanhu kuno vagere zvakanaka kuno Dai vanhu vanenge vapinda parliament vamira panike zvakaitana chinotipa zviya zvekuda kuti musapazira vanhu dzimba manhu vanhu vakapa masezi kuda kuvhoterwa saka regai vagare varipo kana makuda kuva bvisa ipapo saka ivava vakira dzimba vagova pasi kugara musati vavapazira dzimba
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Benji nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa tatenda
of course we what Benji is saying is that what is saddening is that politicians are the ones who are parceling out lands to the land to the poor to build these homes, and after elections they will come and demolish those homes. Sad situation indeed. Mr. Mtsekwa, Mr. Ncube, and we also have Mr. Manyonga Dise. Please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.